hours to protect on Beat.
Monday was World Earth Day, a day that demonstrates support for environmental protection. So what better day for County Carlow to officially launch their climate action plan?
So Carlow County Council were delighted to be one of the first local authorities to actually have their climate action plan adopted. And we adopted ours in January. But what we were kind of waiting for the opportunity to actually launch it on a poignant day. And what better day than World Earth Day?
Jeanette O'Brien is the Climate Action Coordinator for Carlow County Council.
Every local authority had to develop a climate action plan. And the climate action plan really is to show how we and plan for how we as local authorities are going to play our part in reducing climate emissions. So every local authority had to sit down and look under five thematic areas.
Those five themes are governance and leadership, built environment and transport, natural environment and green infrastructure, communities and resource management. Quite the mouthful, but with one main aim.
We as local authorities have to reduce our carbon emissions by 51% by 2030. And we also have to reduce our energy consumption, so the energy that we use to light our buildings or put diesel or whatever in our vans, by 50% by 2030. So it's quite a big ask considering, you know, the kind of wide variety of different projects that we carry out and different functions that we carry out in local authorities. So in essence, that's what we had to plan to do in the Climate Action Plan.
And there are many ways that local authorities can reach that objective.
So we're talking about, you know, us as local authorities, you're talking about your buildings. So you're talking about, you know, the physical local authority buildings, your local council offices. You're talking about the leisure centres. You're talking about your local libraries, all of those buildings that are owned and managed and run by local authorities. Then you're also talking about, say, for example, the public lights, you know, so the lights in your streets or the lights out the country roads, the local authority run those. And they're also part of our emissions. So we have to find a way. So it's replacing all of the bulbs to LED so you have lower carbon emissions throughout the country. So every local authority runs that. You're also talking about the likes of your fleet, so your fire engines for starters, or you're talking about when you see the guys out on the road doing transport, you're talking about people out doing water testing in vehicles, or people doing waste enforcement. So we've all of that body of work, you know, all of those assets that we have and that we manage and that we run to provide a service for our county have to now be looked at, and we have to change the way we do things. You know, it's a massive body of work that we're up for the challenge on. But your climate action plan sets out how we are going to do that and how we are going to reach our emissions over the next 5 years.
And as a local authority, Carlow County Council are determined to influence their community to take more climate action.
If you think about it, every single person in every county is touched by a local authority. So whether it's the road that you drive on, whether you're a ratepayer, whether you use your local park, your county council has an influence in all of our lives. So how can we use what we do to help people along the journey to reduce their emissions? So we'll be working with communities, we'll be working with businesses, we'll be working with voluntary groups, we'll be working with national stakeholders, you know, to help people make the necessary changes to protect our planet.
Every local authority across the country, as part of their climate action plan, had to pick an area as a test bed.
So you were looking for areas of innovation, areas of collaboration, where each local authority could maybe have new learnings that we can share across the country. So it's kind of collaborative learning.
And the area picked at Carlow County Council was Carlow Town.
It's the highest population in the county. We said, go big or go home here in Carlow. So Carlow Town is our decarbonising zone. So there'll be lots of different innovative opportunities for people to get involved over the next 5 years in carbon capture.
You can check out your county council's climate action plan by going to their website where the plan should be set out. All South East county councils adopted their climate action plan in early 2024.
When people think of climate change, they automatically think of, you know, what can I do? They feel overpowered, they feel overwhelmed, you know. And like, if you know, and it seems like a marathon. And what's a marathon? A marathon is a journey made up of millions of steps. So if all of us come together and take a few of those simple steps, we make a massive change. So even if you think about the likes of energy for starters, the minute people start talking about reducing energy, they start thinking about costs. So it's solar panels or it's, but there's a whole suite of very simple measures that people can take in their own home. It's the simple steps that we can all, now look, there's huge changes that need to be made by government and organisations and even us as local authorities, you know, in the way that we do business. But then it's a journey, I think, for all of us as a community, no matter whether you're a business or a local authority or an individual or a school, we can all make this journey together.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.